Godo. That's what the song says. Wait, hey. Okay. 8 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. Joining us for the first time. Welcome on board. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techers on a good day like this. And we're happy to be a part of your lives. Well, beautiful song by Kiss Daniel, Barnabas. But guys, what is said in that song? Hey, go do like a prayer. That man, these are all things they cost. To, I still want to turn up. It just reminded me of the prices of things, especially in Lagos in recent time. And somehow deep within my mind, I'm like, you know what? People can actually do better. People can actually do better when it comes to helping the situation. Mm. Everyone just takes advantage of every small opportunity like this. Bam, they don't increase price. Ah, it's dollar. Ah, the naira. Hey, no money. Hey, it's Lagos. There's nothing Lagosians will not use as excuse. You know, I'm not an economist, but I'm just here thinking that some of these things sometimes are exaggerated, you know. People act like Shylocks, if you like, just to ensure that they can make as much as they can. But how you cope, you know, my brother, my sister, my people, how are you coping in this Lagos? You know, well, the feel of Lagos starts the show every day. You know that for sure. It's good to be back, by the way.
Right. It's good to have you back, Collins. How are you?
I'm doing great. Fantastic. Could be better, but hey, we can't complain.
Mm-hmm. you sound really excited. You sound like you are, you know, happy. Sounds like you are. How was your weekend, by the way? You
weren't with weekend.
Me.
Yeah. Weekend. It was an amazing weekend, I won't lie. You know, I was out of town and manages the geez, yakpa. You know, sometimes you need to step out to realize that, man. Some things are better where you are, as it were. So we'll be complaining about boat drivers in Lagos, you know, a number of them, how their attitude. Oh, boy. In Ibadan, it's a different level. It's a whole different level. I mean, I had a lot of, you know, crazy experiences, but it was fun at the end of the day.
All right.
It was great fun. I mean, maybe when the time is right, we'll share that maybe on the show, or maybe not today, maybe tomorrow.
That's right. It's 10 minutes past 10 right here. What's Up Lagos with the Techers. It's the 14th day of March 2022. It's a Monday, a fresh week, a very fresh week. How are you? We're hoping that you're well. We're hoping that you woke up alive and healthy. We hope that you woke up alive and healthy. How are you doing today? And what does Lagos feel like this morning?
Yep.
Are you tensed up already? Is it a skit now or a setting reel? I saw on Instagram it says, it was Friday, it was weekend. I sleep, I wake, it's Monday. I don't know. I can't really remember, you know, how it was said. But it just explains how most of us feel most times.
Yeah.
How that the weekend just... You close your eyes once, you open your eyes, bam, Monday is here again.
It's more or less like, you know, you don't even change. You're back. You come in on Friday, drop your back, go on the bed for 2 seconds, and then you're up again.
You're
it's
up
Monday.
Again. It's Monday. Like, come on. But how do you do? I hope that your Monday is starting up or, you know, kicking off on a very, very good and healthy note.
That's right.
But if it's not to worry, we'll be here for the next 2 hours, keeping you company.
Uh-huh.
And for now, it's the feel of Lagos. Do tell us what is going on around your area and how you are feeling as well.
That's right.
Lagos is getting hot by today.
Ah, I want to talk about that heat.
Getting hot.
I will get into that heat, the heat matter in Lagos. Not another level, it's another level. But by the way, I cannot just forget so soon.
What's
you
that?
Had an amazing show on Friday. I mean, it was awesome. Guys, if you agree, if you listen to the show on Friday.
What was that?
Come and confirm it. Like, we're listening to it. We're listening to the show. And... it was fire from the beginning to the very end.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the humor, the fun, your voice, everything was just amazing. I don't know. I didn't see one single thing like that. That was a bad, except the fact that...
What?
No, actually, it was a great show.
Well, thank you.
It was a fantastic show. But what my grouse was so... Lagos, if you have been listening, you hear me. I say I always dream. I have dreams. I wake up. I can't remember the dream. Sometimes it's cow that is pursuing me. Sometimes I'll just wake up and say, I don't know how I slept. Thank God for Friday. The mystery has been solved.
Oh my God.
No, sincerely. So it has been you all the time.
How? I don't understand. How?
Oh my, oh my. Anyway, if you didn't listen to the show on Friday.
Oh goodness.
You say what you said on Friday.
What should I say?
Because I'm considering, Ciceli, I'm considering a
sleep divorce.
Sleep divorce.
You want to divorce, sleep divorce me?
But at the same time, I want to cuddle. I want to hug. You know? You know, I want your head on my chest. But hearing what you said on Friday, so you give me kicks and I will not know. Because I sleep deep. Once I sleep, I've slept. But, no, when I heard it, I didn't know whether to laugh or... All of a sudden, my body was paining me. Or my entire being was in pain.
Oh, goodness.
So, guys, if you missed out Friday, she talked about sleep divorce.
Yeah.
And I got to realize that she used to release punches and kicks at night that I'm not aware of. Really, I did not have an idea. But at least that's bold enough for you to bring that on the radio. Is bold enough on that premise. That's why I'm going to forgive you.
But at least thank you. But I apologize.
The mystery is
gone. I'm sorry. I apologize. I mean, if you did not tune in on Friday, well, you missed a lot. Mm. I'm sure that it will be up on the podcast and the website, so you can go stream you know, look for it and listen and have a good listen and have a good time just listening to the show. So we talked about sleep divorce.
Yeah.
How that some couple actually, or couples, they agree to sleep on different beds or sleep in different rooms because of their partner's sleep habit, you know, sleep behavior that isn't so good and somewhat is being affecting or having a bad impact on their partner's sleep or on their own sleep.
Yeah.
You know, and so they agree to either sleep in different rooms or sleep on different beds. And then I asked, you know, Legosians on Friday, that is this something that they're going to consider? Some people say, for better, for worse, so you kick me, we kick ourselves, and we enjoy the sleep.
But even from the health point of view, right? Because that was a major conversation, really. I know a lot of couples, a lot of people, not just couples, sometimes siblings. I know sleep divorce specifically for couples, but there are times you just wish you had your own space.
Yeah.
And but for couples, complicated because, like I said, they're mixed reaction. You need this companionship.
Yeah.
You need that bonding. And you now have to, like, because of your health, you have to, like, sleep in separate beds.
Beds, yeah.
But it's actually a tough place. You know why?
Why?
One, research has shown that people have healthier relationship.
Yeah.
You know,
if they consider sleep divorce. Yes.
So, how do you reconcile that with you
being together with your partner?
I mean, it's quite a tough place to find yourself.
Yeah.
But as Africans, most Africans would say, no, it's a bad thing or it's not our culture. but once health is involved, I think you guys can consider it.
Oh, goodness.
Whether it's weekly, once in a while, a week in a month or 2 weeks in a month, sleep divorce.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you could just come up with your own strategy.
Yeah, I mean, it's an agreement eventually.
You can't die there.
You both have to agree. Mm. You know, if my sleep pattern or my sleep behavior is, you know, impacting on my partner in a not so good way, trust me, I would consider it. If my partner comes to me and tells me I've not been sleeping well and it's as a result of the way you have been sleeping, I would consider it. I'll tell you, you know what, maybe you should have your own bed, maybe you should have your own room, sleep there for a while. Maybe when you get yourself more healthy, maybe when you get yourself a sound sleep, you can come back, we cuddle, we have, you know, that time together in the room. But, you know, if it's for me, it's something I would consider. And then Collins,
no,
I will look into sleeping straight.
Hold on a second. You say if your partner, you said it in your own words.
Are you going to consider it?
I want to consider it now. No. So if I say,
oh my God,
even though it's more or less of me, but if I say that we should have a sleep divorce, would you accept it with all your heart? Considering the knowledge of the pain.
I don't like sleeping without you. I really don't like I don't like being apart from you.
Yeah.
I don't like it. But if you are telling me now that it's what is affecting your sleep and you don't sleep well because of it, I would consider it.
No, I sleep well though.
I sleep well.
I sleep very well.
So you see why a lot of people said on Friday that it's not
I wake up refreshed.
We're going to be there together.
Guys, let's talk to you now. 0700-993-993-993. Let's find out how you're doing, where you are. Messages are coming in on WhatsApp already. Ladies, you can call
01465-7190. You can drop a WhatsApp message also
on 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805 for WhatsApp messages. Well, what's up, Lagos? Just alive. Welcome back, Collins. And Andrea held it down on Friday, man. She did amazingly well. Anyways, my Lungu is calm. Love you both. Dean Edoze, Dean Naji there with that message. Thank you so much for always being there. So, Collins, you're right about Andrea's show on Friday. She was actually on fire.
Okay.
No emotions attached.
All right.
Shima from Sunday.
You guys. Thank you.
I say, where we got at, we say, no. This is the best thing we've heard on radio in ages.
The phone lines are buzzing. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, okay. Do call us back. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Good morning. What's up,
Lagos?
Cheers alive.
First time caller.
Yay!
This is Elizabeth Uka.
Welcome, Elizabeth. From Mowe, Ogun State.
I love the program of Friday. In fact, I really enjoy it.
All right.
And I pray that God Almighty will help me to enjoy your program like this every time I have opportunity to call in Jesus' name.
Amen.
This thing has changed many families and I've restored many families. And you have put happiness in many families. God will bless you. I bless your program in Jesus' name. Bye. Amen.
Wow. Jenny.
Almost she had to pray that God help me. I need to be a part of this show. God help me. I need to call in on this show. Wow. And well, that's okay. But shout out to all of you. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the kind words.
I say Friday, just erase the bar to level where. No, I told you now. And I'm going to even lie, sincerely.
Oh, my God.
That was, in fact, anyways.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Gloria from Ikorodu.
Welcome, hi. Gloria.
Yeah, the one you're talking about, sleep divorce.
Yeah.
We are not married, so we don't know. But I remember when I was staying on the same bed with my mom. Mm. Oh, God. I passed my neighbor generator. After going online, reading, and all that. Oh, yeah, mama, turn like this, go like this. Tell me, let me sleep my sleep, Jerry.
Wow.
But then, Andrea, please, I need you to bring in someone. Sanitary pad is killing us, Are we going to go back to materia?
In fact,
let you help us,
my sister.
The price.
Then there was a program I listened to on another station. They brought in people that would tell us what and what to watch out for in sanitary parts. There's a lot out there now, and I'm so scared. Me, I've turned to tissue and pad once in a while.
Okay.
All right.
So they should please come and explain to us what and what we need to watch out for in all these numerous pads out there now.
We're looking
And they should
that.
Please bring down the price. We use this thing every month.
Right. I feel you, my sister. Thank you so much, Gloria. We're looking to bring in a guest with that. Maybe having a conversation around that. But thank you for bringing that. Thank you, really.
I'm sure some daddies will be saying that. Just whisper, can you do the same too for diapers, please?
For diapers?
Sometimes it's 4-5 every day, sir. Just saying, guys. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. Oh, boy, what a lock. What a lock. You're live and you don't know. Oh, boy. Aye, aye, aye.
All right, the feel of Lagos right now live on What's Up Lagos, 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190 to tell us what is going on around your area and how you're feeling this morning. Would you consider sleep divorce? You know, we just, you know, give a little banter about that.
Yep.
If you're a married couple, if you're in a relationship and you are cohabiting, if your partner doesn't, you know, sleep habits, a very terrible sleep habit or sleep behavior, and someone is affecting your own sleep in a not so good way, would you consider sleep divorce? Whether you agree that you both will sleep on different beds or different rooms?
If I was snoring, would you stay with me in the city?
So I remember growing up, my younger brother snores. Like, yeah. Oh God. You know, I used an illustration last week.
Like
industrial gen. You know, industrial generator. You know how loud it is. Mm. And it was terrible. It wasn't really, really good. I'm not one who enjoys someone who's... no, I don't. So maybe that would be something we might have to consider. If you were one who snores. You don't. And I'm blessed to you know, to experience that you don't snore. Okay. 0700.
All right, phone lines still buzzing. Messages coming in. 0700-993-993-993. For WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805. That's the WhatsApp number. We're having the feel of Lagos. What's going on in your Lungu? How are you dealing with the heat in Lagos? We hear that, I don't know, and someone is whispering that Eco Electricity said that they are doing maintenance, between the 13th and the 17th. That we should not expect... Hey, God.
Have you experienced blackouts in your area? Have you been, you know, no light? Do you want to share that with us as well? So maybe this is true. So that means we wouldn't be experiencing light from today or from, you know,
yesterday.
This is the 13th. That's from yesterday till on the 17th. Wow.
So I mean, I don't know, man. With this heat, that would be too much to handle. But we've survived even more.
Hello?
All right, line's jamming.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. What's your name?
Hello? My name is Adibayo.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yeah, my name is Adibayo once again.
Welcome.
The message when I want to drop this morning is about last month.
All right, go ahead.
From Apongo, that is Apongo Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this bridge was laying. There was put laying there.
Oh. Hello. Hello.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Welcome.
Morning.
Good morning.
This is Shola speaking from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Shola.
Yeah. I actually want to report this issue of the NEPA stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, in our area here, Ikorodu, around Ishawo, actually, we have been recharging before. Though our light here is okay, they give us like 14 hours a day.
All right.
But the issue there is that they have stylishly increased the amount, the tariff, everything. So because normally in our compound we do recharge 4,000 naira and we'll get 140 units. But last one we just did 3 days ago now, they are giving us 106 instead of 140. Mm. So I don't call the customer care. They were like, they have sent the circular that they have increased the tariff plan since February. I was like, increasing what again? So some people don't have it. Like your Bible will say, I want to call Lori on if you like, I want to call Lori. I don't understand. They should let whatever they want to do. They increase it initially. We were all complaining. Now they are increasing it again. For what? Do they want to kill us, Ne?
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate you for sharing your experience. You know, that tariff increase, sometimes you don't even know what to estimate these days. Thanks for at least bringing that to the fore again.
Yeah. Anyway, 0700-993-993-993 is still the feel of Lagos to tell us what is going on around your area. Do you have a situation report that you want to bring to our notice? Feel free to do that as well. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive.
Yeah, I'm very happy to get through to you guys, the Techers.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome.
Wonderful to run. Please, I want to quickly make a complaint about the electricity.
Mm.
What happened on my... Sometimes last year, there was heavy fall of rain. So the team now moved our prepaid meter from the wall. The prepaid meter fell, and the water entered the prepaid meter. So we noticed that. We went to their office at Moshi Branch. We complained to them. We told them. So they later sent their guy. He checked it.
Oh, la la. Aye, aye, aye. Well, the network didn't allow him experience. I mean, share his story completely.
Mm.
We're going to break shortly, and we do have the man who's got news that you can use right here with us in the studio, Deals Plug. He's got deals for you.
Yeah, it's your Deals Plug. And as usual, I've got the most fantastic information on the market. And guess what? It's tailor-made just for you. Now, vaccines save millions of lives each year. The development of safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines are a crucial step in helping us get back to doing more of the things that we enjoy with the people we love. It is important to be vaccinated as soon as it's your turn, even if you've already had COVID-19. Now, getting vaccinated is a safer way for you to develop immunity from COVID-19 rather than getting infected. So basically, to register for vaccination against COVID-19, all you need to do is log on to nphcda.vaccination.gov.ng. That is nphcda.vaccination.gov.ng. Vaccines save lives. I'll take you to Lagos, to
Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos, to Lagos. Realize your dream of becoming a medical doctor in U.S. top hospitals with a medical education from R3 Education, Inc., top medical schools in North America: Sabah University School of Medicine, St. Matthew's University School of Medicine in Grand Cayman, Medical University of the Americas MUA in Nevis. Prospects: holders of BSc in Africa or abroad can enroll for the 4-year MD program at the 3 R3 medical universities. Spend the concluding 2 years of a 4-year program in U.S. hospitals. Meet us at Radisson Blue, Victoria Island on 14th of March 2022 from 12 noon for details and information. For information, please call 0808-385-3058 or 0908-246-2485.
You know if you're wise for Lagos, you know if you're wise for anywhere else. You understand? Few keys. Fatu. Oh. Eko Hile.
Eko Hile.
Eko Akete.
Eko Akete.
Naijani Bi. Ala Yelo Asheshe.
Tori Eko Lele. Wani Eko Lawa.
We report. Well, welcome back. 10:39 on the clock is still What's Up Lagos with the Techers. I am Andrea. Adwobi Teke.
My name is Collins. Teke, thanks for staying tuned. Still on the field of Lagos, for those who'd like to give us an update what's happening in the neighborhood, please go ahead and do that right now. Of course, you know, have limited time on the show. And we're talking about sleep divorce also as a banter. And, well, a couple of observations around Lagos about the fact that there's heat. The heat in Lagos is times four of what it used to be. There's also epileptic power supply across the city of Lagos. And all of these, you know, have a way of impacting the Lagosians one way or the other. So we just want to know what your story is this morning. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190.
All right, you can drop a WhatsApp message also.
On 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805.
All right, the phone lines are buzzing. Hello.
What's up,
Lagos? Cheers to life. Welcome, what's your name?
Yeah, my name is Emmanuel. I'm calling from Ikatele Beach.
Welcome, Emmanuel. Talk to us.
Good morning, Collins.
Good morning.
Yep. Talking about sleep divorce, Now, this thing is in two ways.
Okay.
The first way, one, those people who are forced to start from, that is compulsory sleeping together. You know, those who started from one bedroom. And when you start from the one bedroom, there is no way you go and sleep on top of the roof now. So, even though when the music is going on, you know, whether that bass or what, you must force to enjoy. You adapt to it.
That's right.
So like that, that one, if man go come bless, come go for two bedroom, three bedroom, because everybody will come get your own side.
Yeah.
It is difficult to, because already don't already they used
to
it don't they used to the system now. So if now cause okay body the pain you say you get as it be you want sleep for your own room now. And then I go talk we say you don't run from me at
So anyway, I mean the meaning that means what you're trying to say is it's tough to do that. But can you do it you as a person, you?
Make I tell you too, sleeping together good because you see sometimes person get one kind of terrible dream. Now, person went sleep there and I feel say, why this man they behave like, why this woman they behave like, you know, they behave like people, what's happening? If he saved life, it's good to sleep together.
All right.
Like that is good though, but now with understanding. God bless you, Andrea and Collins.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Shobi. That was down to earth.
Yeah, that's also a different way to look at it. He started with saying that if you are living in a one bedroom apartment, it's going to be tough to consider sleep before. So if your partner is sleeping anyhow, you have to take it as it is. So.
I mean, want to go to the roof, like you said.
All right, 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, welcome.
Top of the day to you. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Excellent. Yeah, the home of riches. The man from Kalahari Desert, so you are back. Hello, everybody.
Only a doll.
Yeah, the man that just called and said it all, will you leave the one bedroom to go and sleep on? It's not possible. So when people are compared by circumstances, that poverty can lead to that.
You brought that again.
There is no alternative other than to enjoy the property and continually do your mathematical money finance until you have a place. Some people have one room and give birth to five children in one room. That one should be abolished. Even people should be able to speak against that. That is a heavy environment. But however, what doctors say is that women that sleep with their husband in one room all the time, they look weak in the physical. And their mental, I don't know how their mental reasoning is very low.
Wow.
Those that sleep on their own, that have as a queen, as a king, they have their own bedroom on their own. They think like queen or king.
Wow.
That's what the doctor say. I'm not there.
Hey, so which doctor?
Which doctor?
The doctor talked to us in when I was in Jobs.
Okay.
His name is Collins. I think it's Collins.
Wow.
That was a smart one on us.
But you guys, just a vibe.
It's a special vibe.
Wow. Wow.
I don't think anyone should take that seriously, anyways. Oh my God.
Okay, 0700-993-993-993. Do call us back if you can. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up,
Lagos?
Just alive.
Yeah, first time caller. My name is Izo.
Welcome.
And I'm calling you from Mawolo Way, Ikoyi.
Okay, good to have you here.
Yeah, thank you. But first, I want to ask, are you two a couple for real?
If we're a couple?
Yes.
We're two in the studio now, that's a couple. If you're asking for a married couple, right? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, that's what I mean.
Yes, the answer is yes. Why do you want to know? You want to give us a check?
No. I'm just being curious because I've been trying to...
You're wondering that, how is it possible? You know? Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yes,
so I want to react to... I was talking about the heat in Lagos.
Yeah.
So, apparently, I have a six-month-old son. And he's our first child. So, we're a first-time parent, myself and my wife.
Aw, congratulations.
Thank you. And the lights, we haven't had lights in our estate for 3 days, going to 4 days now.
Yep.
And it's been a hell of a 40.
That's right.
You know, our son cannot sleep.
Yep.
The heat is up there. Sometimes it gets so choked that you even think maybe you are all locked up in a hole. You know, you can't even feel one breeze blowing. Light is not available. Sometimes the generator decides to
make you
up at the middle of the night.
I mean, you can't run generator back to back every day. Basically,
you are just caught in a web where you don't have options. Like, I remember 2 nights ago, along the line, at about 12 in the midnight, the generator went, and at every 15 minutes, this guy is cranky, waking up. At some point, we had to sit down and we were just watching. Newspaper to fan,
to fan.
And eventually, all I can say is it became interesting at the end of the day. So, our government should please help us.
They should, though.
Yesterday, I went all around town looking for a place to buy fuel. Most of the filling stations in my area, I'm very certain they had fuel. In College Road, Ogba, they had fuel. But they locked their stations. The only place that we could buy fuel yesterday, they sold for 200 naira per liter.
Wow.
200 naira per liter. What guts? Even the NFPC along close to Omole in Ojodu Vega, they had fear, but at some point they stopped selling, they locked their station. So I believe the filling station operators are the major causes of the issues we have in this country. They were all anticipating that we're going to have scarcity today, and they stopped selling fuel. And they only gave room for cronies like one of those stations in Kolodi to be selling for 200 naira per liter.
Wow.
This morning, when I was passing through College Road, I saw those stations selling fuel this morning. So please, I want our government to please put out the regulatory agencies to go as well and sit on these filling stations to try as much as possible to do the right thing.
Thank
you very much
for
enjoying the show. I also wish you guys a wonderful day ahead.
All right.
Thank you.
Same to you, man. And congrats in regards to the baby. Man, you know that feeling of... You see, a lot of people, even the gen, you can't run the gen all the time.
Yes.
A lot of people have a lot of people want, even if we want to run the gen, most likely, most times the gen may not be able to carry like ACs, all the ACs in the house.
Yeah.
So you rely on the fan. It's not the same feeling.
Nah.
And then the gen packs up in the middle of the night.
Oh my goodness.
You now resort to carrying a
hand fan.
Hand fan. If you have a child.
Oh goodness.
You now stay there for, God save that as mosquito somehow. Because I mean, it would be double. Double stress.
Oh wow. I can imagine what he experienced with his family.
I'm telling you.
It's well.
You know that moment, if they just bring the light at that time.
Oh.
You almost want to, you forget that you are swearing for NEPA before.
You want to bless them.
You start saying, oh, God bless you, NEPA.
Oh, goodness.
You know when you say, God bless Nigeria.
Mm.
Because, you know, it's a very, very...
It's essential. It's very important. It's very essential.
I can't believe. By 2050, we will sit here and still talking about lights, really. I used to ask myself that question. We sit here and still talking about lights. Or what exactly?
The phone lines are buzzing. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Okay, you're back. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. What I'm actually complaining about this morning is, I don't know if you guys have noticed the fraud with our PHTN. It's like they have increased the tariff subtly, and the Nigerians are not even aware. Because what the unit I buy at an amount is not what it is anymore. So I don't know.
Oh, your network is terrible. Yep. Hello?
Yes, better. It's better now. Go ahead.
Okay. So I was talking about the tariff.
Yeah.
It's as if they've increased it and they didn't want to let us know, because if we know, we might, you know, start talking about it. So they now softly increased it because it has really changed. So I don't know what's going on. If they are ready to ask, let us know.
Yeah. So we're going to, I mean, the line went off again. We'll most likely get to engage the IB, Eco Electricity, and also the Kedja Electric to hear what's going on, especially this tariff thing. You know, it was increased some time ago, and now people are saying that it has been increased again. I haven't taken note, but I noticed that, you know, I kind of like buying it more often, you know, get to recharge more often than not. As it were. So yes, it's something we'll look into and bring the details here.
Okay, on WhatsApp, Shagun from Abesan Estate says, that man should thank Ikeja Electric for getting 106 at 4K. I have been recharging for more than 1 year for 110 at 5K. He says the tariff is already increased.
Wow.
All right, more messages coming in here. Let me see. This one here says, yes, they stylishly increased it when we were all focused on bad fuel without consideration at all. The worst part is they collect 50% off the crazy bill they infused into the meter that was there at a low tariff. So they're making ridiculous profits, not just from energy. We didn't consume as outstanding bills in the meter, but on a higher tariff, twice the cost. It says the DISCO operation in Nigeria is one private sector operation that I have seen people without empathy at all, from the management to the billing unit. It says, what's up, marketers? You need to be cold-hearted to work there. I have never seen such a type of marketing at all, where their interest is on how to disconnect consumers' interest instead of ensuring their product works effectively and give good service. And he says, how can a fellow human being derive so much joy and energy to jump into a community to disconnect them, knowing their transformer was vandalized or supply was terribly low for months? I don't understand. It's coming from Fred in Festa. You can hear the frustration from his message. Wow. More messages indeed. Let me see. This one here says, good morning. This is coming from Henry. Henry from Shomolu says, good morning, the tech, as I will consider sleep divorce with my partner if need be, for everyone's sanity and mental health. I says, actually, I don't snore. I'm just 27. My dad snores like a bike traveling on a long journey. I heard this snoring thing comes with age. He says, so Andrea, you better consider calling so, because man, we no snore, eh? He says, go snore. He said, we no snore now. Go snore later. I don't. I don't believe that.
God forbid.
I don't believe that.
Is that you wishing me well or what?
All right, we'll take this one quickly before we go on a break. This one says, hi, Collins and Andre. I'm not married, but man, I'm imagining what it could be calling with a partner. I don't sleep around anyone that snores. Maybe that is what I would look out for when examining that might miss right. And says, for NEPA, let's just forget about the country, man. Awoyaya is already used to the normal blackout thingy. We'll go on a break, Lagos. Stick around.
Welcome back. Joining us for the first time. Welcome, welcome. Grab a seat and sit down. Ensure that you have water by your side. Very important. You know, I was reading a research about water, Andrea, by the way, and I realized that apart from the fact that it said about 80 or 70% of the human body is made of water, water is actually life. The earth itself, the entire world, this particular earth like that has plenty of water. Water is very, very important. You know, that moment when it's hot out there, you're out on the street, and then you get to, you know, grab a bottle of water, chilled water, cold water, after this kind of heat in Lagos. the first taste in your mouth, that the first sip, you know what that does to you. You become alive. That's how powerful water is. So, hey, I'm going to advocate, drink more water. Drink water today. And if you're listening to us, sit down, get a glass of water, a bottle of water, or a sachet of water that is chilled, relaxed, and then stay tuned as we are getting into the family talk right now.
Okay, before we launch our topic, there are a few WhatsApp messages that we need to take. This one here says... It says, what doctor, Madame Ayibi? It says, my sister lives in a two-bedroom apartment with her husband and three kids. They use just one room of the other two rooms. It is painful to her that the other room is always empty and they pay rented on it. So she is always so eager to welcome anybody that comes visiting and sleeping over just for the room to be empty. It says, that one, poverty. Mm. Also, he says, I can't imagine my kids sleeping far from me, even if I live in the mansion, let alone my husband. It says, I enjoy calling. All right, good for that. Good for you. Another here is coming from Mubarak. Mubarak says, good morning, Collins and Andrea. Forget the light tariff thingy. I now compete with house rents. It now competes with house rents. All right, another here says, it's coming from Evans. Evans from Festex says, what that lady just said is true. The number of units has increased compared to what I used to buy before. It's quite funny anyway. All right, another one here. What's up, Lagos? The secret increase of power tariff has been on for long. They seem to increase the tariff every 2 months. Okay, another here says, okay, this one's not for us. One more before we go. This is coming from Ayo from Barua in Ikpaja, Lagos says, good morning, the techers. The tariff has been increased. Those using the manual meter are the ones bearing the brunt. It says, PHCN devised a bill among residents with no meter, and you will be shocked that residents that barely have one day on is charged 25 K per month, almost my monthly salary. It says, in fact, my generator has been on break since, but the heat is hell. I'm so sorry that you experienced that. Yeah, we need to go, right?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of calls are coming in. I don't know if somebody wants to talk on that same matter or just want to read from there, but let's take one or two so that we don't just keep them on the line. Let's find out who that is on the line. All right, good. You waited for a while. I understand that. Okay, I think we can go now. So, talking about water, before we get into it, please spend some time, do a bit of research about the function of water in your body. By the way, I just checked the research. It's about 60% of an adult human body is made of water. So 60%, guys. That means we're like fish. You get what I'm saying? If you take fish out of water, consider yourself a fish as a human being. If you have 60% water in your body, that's what makes up you. That means you are more or less like you are you're Aquaman.
Mommy, water.
So, in a real sense of it, you know, jokes apart, that means you need water to function. In fact, go now on Google and search the function of water in the body. you will see why you need to drink a lot of water. I don't know who I'm talking to, but the moment I discovered this, it changed a lot about me. I'm telling you the truth. I try my best to take as me. I'll be checking, have I taken as much as possible? And I've become an advocate of people for people to take water. So just take this from me and thank me later. If you do not, this is the truth of life. This is the secret of life. Drink plenty of water.
If you want a good skin, drink water.
Okay.
If you want a healthy body, drink water.
Maybe we should do that recording, that megaphone recording, and put it out there.
Drink water.
You know, drink water. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's someone's name, by the way. Drink water.
For real?
Yep.
For real?
He's a football player. Yep.
Wow.
Drink water.
All right. It's 7 minutes past 11 right now. We would introduce you our topic today on Family Talk. If you're tuning for the first time, you do not know what Family Talk is about. This is where we have the biggest conversation as regards family matters.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Topical issues that affect you and I. If you are from a family, I would believe that everyone is from a family. And so we bring these topics, you know, topical issues so that we can address them and so that we can have a better society, a better family system, and that would also help in having a better society. Today is no exception. We have a very interesting conversation. It's very sensitive as well. We'll play an audio clip for you to listen to. It's quite emotional. It's lengthy as well, but we'd like for you to follow through to everything that woman had to share concerning her child. And so today we're talking suicide among adolescents and how family can support. You see, it doesn't have to happen to you for you to understand that this thing is actually happening.
That's right.
Teenagers are killing themselves. In a sense, they are committing suicide. And it's being on the rise.
That's right.
It's being on the rise. And so we're going to play an audio from a mom who experienced it live and direct. She had no idea that her child was having suicide ideation until the son killed himself. It is very sensitive because studies have also shown that the rise or the rate rises from 0.6 to 100,000 among those 14 years and younger to 6.9 to that is 100,000 among those age 15 to 19 years. That is, wow. The rate of suicide attempts among adolescent has been put at 12%. And it's rising on a daily basis. We have young adults, we have adolescents who are experiencing so much.
That's right.
But you see, we don't know. And I think that the reason they feel like they're a box is because they're in between being an adult and still being a child or still being, you know, kids. And so people most times, they're the age group that are most times neglected.
Yeah.
People still categorize them.
So what
them.
Do you know? You have not seen life.
But you see, that phase you go through, they go through so much. Identity crisis is one of them. Peer pressure is one of them. They go through quite a lot. And it becomes much more, you know, it becomes worse when they're in a family where the mom and the dad is experiencing, what I call it?
Tough times.
Tough times.
No money.
And no attention.
Little
or no attention on them. And so they have a tendency of experiencing suicide ideation. But we want for you to listen to this woman. It's quite lengthy, but please, I would love for you to follow through.
But my son committed suicide. And he committed suicide on my veranda. And my two small children are the ones who found him. And they kept telling me, Mami, come and see. Kuna game mbaya chichi anacheza. And it was a Sunday evening and we had just had supper. And I thought that it was just one of his antics because he was a difficult boy. He became very difficult after he failed his Form 4 exams. And so finally, when they kept going and coming, and I was in my room. When I went outside, I found my son hanging on my veranda. And the most wicked, wicked, wicked sight in my life. And he committed suicide on my veranda, and my two small children are the ones who found him. And they kept telling me, Mami, come and see. Kuna game mbaya chichi anacheza. And it was a Sunday evening and we had just had supper. And I thought that it was just one of his antics because he was a difficult boy. He became very difficult after he failed his Form 4 exams. And so finally, when they kept going and coming, and I was in my room. When I went outside, I found my son hanging on my veranda. And the most wicked sight in my life is to see his tongue hanging almost up to here. Because he had... I screamed and I climbed up immediately and I collected him and I put him down and I rushed. I started calling his sisters to take him to hospital. So we rushed to hospital, but when we reached there, the hospital told us that nobody actually was doing anything. They checked it. I told them to put him on oxygen because he was lacking oxygen and his fingers had become gray because there was no oxygen. That usually happens after 2 minutes or about 6 minutes of lack of oxygen in the body. So I walked out and I just went and I told God, God, please help me. Please help me. So when I went back, they were not doing anything. I asked them, what, why aren't you doing anything? And then it just dawned on me that actually it was over. And as it was over, there was no need for oxygen. There was no need for anything else. And so we had to wait there until we reported to the chief, reported to Embakasi police, and wait until about 3 o'clock when the police car vehicle came to take my son and put him in a car vehicle car and take him to the mortuary. That is the most wicked, hateful thing that you ever need to see. Youth, akuna kitu ngumu sana ile uwezi kuongea. There is nothing. There is nothing so hard that cannot be discussed. Whether it was sexual violence, which I came to discover that he had been sodomized, whether it was bullying in school, whether it was peer pressure, whether it was failing his exams. So when he failed his exams, first of all, his knowing depression makes you have all the symptoms that are mentioned in that paper. All of them, he had them. He would come to the sitting room, he's dressed in his underwear, he doesn't care, he doesn't come out of bed. So I used to insist he comes and eats with us. He doesn't want to eat with us. And so they become very difficult when depression hits. So recognize, please, when somebody starts shutting down, there's a problem. This boy had grown up as a very healthy, loving, fun-loving boy, full of love, full of laughter, full of jokes. But something happened somewhere along the line and he just started withdrawing. And I kid you not, within 6 months, he had committed suicide. Youth, I want to tell you, you know, you can think that you're the one in the problem. There's a place you will reach, you will be unable to pull yourself out again. So before you reach that pit, before you reach that bottom, please ensure that you have talked to somebody. Please ensure that you have shared with somebody. There's nothing too hard. There's nothing too hard. Bible says there is nothing new under the sun. So anything that you're going through is not new. It has happened to somebody else and it can be solved. We buried my son, but now the after effects are the worst. Because now I kept blaming myself. What didn't I do? What did I do? I tried to be as supportive as I wanted. He refused school. One day he just said, "Mami sirudi hiyo shule." And that was it. I had to look for another school for him to go to. And when he went to another school again, then he refused to attend lessons. And then he attends exams. And then he's shocked that he fails his exams. And so when we showed him his results and he came home with the results, he couldn't believe it. And that's when he started going downhill. So the sisters, his sisters, my children, all tried to encourage him to do other things. Do you can't sit? Do you want to go to driving school? Do you want to go to college? Do you want to draw? Because he was a very good artist. do you want to draw? What do you want to do? We'll do it for you. He says, Bado siko tayari, Bado sijajua, I'll let you know. Then that day, he hung himself. But what it has happened, the after effects, is that thereafter, I'm the one who hit depression. I couldn't believe, I couldn't think, I couldn't eat. I couldn't think, how do you bury a 20-year-old son? A boy with mandevu? Somebody, how do you bury your son? Just how do you bury your son? He, in August this year, we went to fix his...
There you go. There you go. Now, that happened somewhere in Kenya. But I mean, you would agree with me that it's happening right here with us. And like I said earlier, because it hasn't happened to you, right, does not mean it's not happening somewhere in another home. But these are issues that we need to talk about.
Very, very necessary. Very true. Like you said, it's one of the most neglected, what do you call it? The age range, especially when teenagers.
Demography?
Yes, that demography, actually. Yeah. They're most neglected, first of all, especially on the African continent. There is that mindset that the moment you're young, you don't have too much to offer. You should not have mental issues. You should not think now. What are you worried about?
Yeah.
You have not seen life. You're not even there. You're still young now. Yeah. Your parents are there for you. You have people. But if you to understand that people have the... Every human being that has a mind, or, you know, can think... They equally think just like everybody, irrespective of their age, as it were. And also, COVID-19, why this is very important, COVID took a toll on us. COVID affected people's economies, nations' economies, affected families. So they have been hard times. There have been hard times from when COVID happened to now. Coupled with so many things that are going on.
Yeah.
And as these things are affecting the society, affecting parents, the children are affected.
Sure.
Irrespective of how you try to hide it from them, like, don't worry, everything is fine. The news is there. The social media is there. These are so many influences that can contribute to putting them in an overwhelming situation that will make them start having a societal ideation or suicide ideation or suicidal thoughts.
Yeah.
And this, my friend... This, everyone listening to me right now, us right now, is very important. If you would not contribute on any radio topic that we bring, for today's topic, we need to talk about it. How family can support, I mean, suicide among teenagers and the family support, because it's key to arresting this by the balls.
0700 993 993 993. The female only line is 01465 7190. Now there are a couple of things that woman we just listened to, she said. She mentioned that the boy was difficult. Now there were signs that showed that this boy is going through so much, but she just thought it's one of those things. Teenagers are difficult. Adolescents are difficult. He's just being difficult. And trust me, a lot of parents are on that boat right now, as we speak. You might be looking at your child that, they're being just difficult, you're stubborn, you're this. But look closely. Have a conversation with them. Help them look for help or help them seek help. It's very important. So what are your thoughts? Would you like to share with us? 0700-993-993-993. We're discussing suicide among adolescents and how family can support.
Are you worried about this? By the way, this is like the introductory part of the conversation. We'll get into full-fledged talk on this tomorrow because our time is almost far spent. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, sorry. Yeah. My name is Ike, calling from the university.
All right, move away from your radio. Move away from your radio.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, great. Calling from Indonesia. Listen.
All right, go ahead.
So, you know, this story, you know, we need to learn more. And, you know, our children, we need to learn when they come back from school, ask them some questions so that I can help them out. if there's anyone like my son now, if you come back from Guinea, Victoria, do this, Victoria, do that. And I said, who is this Victoria? You know? So one day, and I get to the teacher, I said, who is this Victoria? My son always complaining that he hits me, he beats me, he do this, you know? Sometimes want to take him to school, no, I don't want to go there.
Wow.
Just because of the Victoria. So as a small boy like that, so imagine, because of Victoria, he cannot attend school. So let's say, don't worry, I'll visit Victoria. He said, okay, you now go. If you came back, you now start complaining. So you need to at least monitor our children, what they are doing, even the compound, monitor them, ask them questions, what is this guy doing? I hope we like him. You know, you follow them up.
All right.
All those things will help us, family to... work out something.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for that. Hello? Ooh, please move away from your radio when you're calling the radio station. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
I'm so happy this topic share life experience. Years ago, my little boy changed all of his sudden. And I'm saying this because I want parents to look out for any changes in their children.
Yes.
All of a sudden, a boy that does not pee in the house and overnight, on bed, he doesn't pull. I just woke him up in the morning and then he pulled all over his body. Instead of me to take notes and watch out for signs and all that, I just started beating him.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, the boy just collapsed. Jeez. By the time we rushed him to the hospital, it was malaria and all that stuff that was in him already. And I did not know. I just thought, you this boy, how can you pull in the house? You know, instead of me to calm down, and we are so used to this in this part of the world, we are so used. Any small thing will smack them. We don't want to. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm so happy this topic is being discussed.
Yeah.
Parents, please take note.
Yeah.
Take note of your children, please.
All right. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing. Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
You're sounding a bit far from your mobile phone.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, let me try.
All right.
Please, you're talking about suicide and whatever.
It's not whatever.
I'm going to start talking about this. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, this is what happened. Some of my friends, they are registering, they have this computer thing, they are registering people for Jamba and all that.
Yeah.
For these teenagers. Hello?
Yes.
Go ahead.
So, he met a group of like 8 girls came to him to register for Jamb, whatever. So, they now had issue with their NIN. State of health problem.
Yeah.
The guy now sent them, oh yeah, you people should go and correct your date of birth and blah, blah, blah. So, you come back and finish up your registration.
Yeah.
When they went to the NIN office, they said they will pay 20,000 naira each.
Ha.
And hello?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And in this community, this is a community where they say now only few girls they manage finish SS3 forward. Most of them finish from upper GS3. So these are only few girls who speak brilliantly. But because of trust in seconds, because of that 20,000 naira, those girls won't go further. They are frustrated. So he said, my friend was telling me that those girls were discussing that. Some of their mates, they are laughing at them that maybe they should have dropped out in GS3, go and learn work, go and this or that people, they will have money. This one, they are suffering that. All those folks, people will talk like this amongst them because of that issue. So I think I just presume leads them to frustration or something. So I'm pleading, let me talk. I know Pantam is listening.
Yeah.
You should please consider these people doing jam, not to collect 20,000 naira from them so that they will go forward in life. Things are hard already. Look like they've killed us already. But we are strong, we can't commit suicide. Pity these unborn ones that are 16, 17 years old. Let them do the NIN change free for them so that they will move on to life. Even though they are moving on to have suicide at the frustrating, I feel like maybe they move on better than standing forward. That is what can cause frustration.
All right.
All right, man.
Thank you for sharing that, even though the noise was distorting.
How hard or easy is life for you as a teenager in Nigeria? We'd like to attempt to answer that question when we come back from the break, or maybe tomorrow.
All right. Our time is really far spent already. Remember, we said we just introduced this conversation. We'll be having that again tomorrow. Stick around.